Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Honestly, I'm getting more excited as I'm doing these programs about all that God wants to do for us and to give us. And we get caught up in the human, the gifts, and they're fine. I'm not saying anything negative about them, but we can get so much into what we're giving or what we're getting that we forget to even remember why we're doing this. It's because God gave himself for us and came in flesh to draw us to himself. And he was crucified for it. He died for it. Are we, in our lives, are we just going to treat this day like, oh, what presents am I going to get, etc.? We want to give ourselves to God, first of all, that you have my life, that I want to follow you more closely. Even if that's a five-minute prayer in the morning because you literally don't have time because you're being called at work or because of small children, I understand that. But give God whatever you can give him. Be faithful to it. He will bless you. I want you to take that from your head into your heart, because I so want that all of us, that includes me too, that all of us can draw closer and closer to God, because he will come for us on a day we don't expect. We don't know when. Brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts even more to Christ this Christmas. Really, to why we're celebrating Christmas. The Savior of the world has come into the world to bring us life everlasting if we will follow him. Think about this. I want to read the opening prayer for today. O God, creator and redeemer of human nature, who willed that your word should take flesh in an ever-virgin womb, O God, creator and redeemer of human nature, who willed that your word should take flesh in an ever-virgin womb, look with favor on our prayers, that your only begotten Son, having taken to himself our humanity, may be pleased to grant us a share in his divinity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Pray that prayer today. Give yourself to God. Even if you've failed miserably, even if you haven't tried at all, try now. Try today and pray that prayer. Let's take a look at the book of Genesis now, chapter 49, verse 2 and verses 8 to 10. Jacob called his sons and said to them, "Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. You, Judah, shall your brothers praise, your hand on the neck of your enemies. The sons of your father shall bow down to you. Judah, like a lion's whelp, you have grown up on prey, my son. He crouches like a lion recumbent, the king of beasts. Who would dare rouse him? The scepter shall never depart from Judah, or the mace from between his legs. While tribute is brought to him, and he receives the people's homage." Brothers and sisters, the Lord has come. He has come for us. He is called the Christ. That's history. That's fact. And we would look to the Lord and at times ask, who would dare rouse him? But the wisdom of God guides creation with power and love. Thus we rejoice and exult that he has come to show mercy and come like a child, come as a baby. The most vulnerable place you could be in human nature, as a baby, he came. He came into this world for you and for me. Let's begin to thank him now in this almost like an octave before Christmas. Let us thank him for what he has done for us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he dwells with us and in us and around us. But he will never force us. Will you come to him and know and share the glory and the joy that he gives to us? Psalm 72 tells us that justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. The mountains shall yield peace for the people and the hills justice. He shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor. Justice shall flower in his days and profound peace till the moon be no more. Brothers and sisters, I would just want to pause there. We have such a challenge we're facing right now in the world. So many upheavals, so many difficulties, besides all the millions of people who have died. Brothers and sisters, call out to him. We want him to rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall reign. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Brothers and sisters, again, he's the source of our happiness. Not just that everything in this world is working well for us, though we certainly pray for those blessings. But what I hope for most is the blessing that you come to know Jesus through his Spirit, that you come to know him and love him because he died for you. You know that? He didn't die for billions. He died for each one of us. He loves us. Let us come to him in what remains of this Advent season. Ask God to help us prepare to live a new life because he has come among us. The gospel for today is the genealogy of Jesus Christ. I am not going to read the genealogy to you. That is not my purpose, but it's worth reading to see generation after generation of the people that Jesus was born from, the millions of people that who had come before him. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. He loves you. He's coming for you. He never tires. He waits for you. He longs for you. The new world order is this. I'm reading a passage from Saint Zeno. The new world order is this. God lets himself be so influenced by his love for his image and likeness that he becomes a little baby. He lets himself be laid in a crib to show that he will be both shepherd and pasture for his people. He who is eternity without aging subjects himself to the human law of becoming older. Although he is God, he takes all suffering unto himself like a weak human being. He does this to put an end to the law of death and to enable us to share in immortality. God's power is this, that he can be what he is not and yet still remain what he is. He is our God, the eternal Son of the eternal Father. He is God and he is human because he stands in the middle between the Father and us. The reality of his flesh is revealed in his weakness, and the reality of his majesty is revealed in his miracles. Brothers and sisters, please, let's open our hearts more to the Lord. I belong to him before I belong to my parents. How dearly I love my parents who have gone before me into eternal life, but I love them so much. And yet, he has come to save us for life everlasting. Only he can do that. Let us love him in this life. Let us reach out to him. Let us give ourselves to him. And he asks us in many places in the scripture, he asks us, feed the poor. Take care of those who are in need. Please, if I could get into the hospitals today, which of course I can't because of the pandemic we're under, but I would go to see the poor and the weak there, and the suffering there. Brothers and sisters, let's open our heart so that the Lord can work through us. Yes, we can enjoy gifts we might receive at Christmas. Yes, but that's not the be-all and the end-all of anything. It's Jesus the Lord. He came for you and me. He is the gift of gifts. And he has been given to every one of us who loves him, who follows him. Brothers and sisters, let us thank him in these days before Christmas. Let us keep thanking him for all that he has done for us. And actually, more than that, ask him for all he has done, is doing, and will do for us. Because he cherishes each one of us. You're not a mass of a horde of millions of people. You are John, or you are Elaine, or you are Phyllis, or you are Matthew. Whatever your name may be, I'm just saying a few, but whatever your name may be, he knows you by name, and he knows me by name. Let us, in this Christmas season, let us, for Christmas and the week after Christmas, let us be disciples of bringing his love to other people. Maybe a little conversation with somebody who just seems to be alone all the time. Maybe it would be to bring something to someone who is in need. Maybe it would be praying for someone in a particular way and telling them that you're praying for them. Perhaps to bring food to another. Whatever it is, brothers and sisters, whatever the need is, ask God to bring you into contact with that need. Ask him that this Christmas. Bring me in contact with someone who's in need that I might serve them. God will be delighted with your gift that you're serving him in the poor and the weak. Please, brothers and sisters, let's celebrate this feast, yes. Let's, in whatever way we are allowed to see other people, yes, let us celebrate it or postpone it for a couple of weeks. Perhaps it will be taken care of by then. I don't know. But please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to God. Tell him you love him. Tell him you want to follow him. And prove it by the service you give to others. He will hear you. He will be very touched. That might be your present to the Christ child this Christmas. See someone who is in need. Someone that nobody has noticed. Someone somebody has overlooked. Take a look around in your parish. God will show you the way to go. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.